Marie, fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
Pope Francis prayed the Angelus with pilgrims and tourists gathered in St. Peter's Square on Sunday. In remarks ahead of the traditional prayer of Marian devotion, the Holy Father offered a meditation on the Gospel reading for this Sunday, taken from the fifth chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your holiness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter the kingdom of God."
Reflecting on the passage, Pope Francis said, "In this passage, Jesus wants to help his listeners to achieve a reinterpretation of the Mosaic Law. What was said in the Old Covenant was true, but it was not all. Jesus came to fulfill and to enact definitively the law of God down to the last iota. He manifests the law's original purposes, and he fulfills its authentic aspects. And he does all this by his preaching and even more by offering himself on the cross. So Jesus teaches how to do the will of God fully, and he uses this expression, with a justice superior to that of the scribes and Pharisees, a justice animated by love, charity, mercy, and therefore capable of realizing the substance of the commandments, avoiding the risk of formalism.
Una giustizia animata dall'amore, dalla carità, dalla misericordia, e pertanto capace di realizzare la sostanza dei comandamenti.
The second segment of Pope Francis' reflection concerned the second part of the Gospel reading, again from the fifth chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel.
"You have heard the commandment imposed on your forefathers, 'You shall not commit murder. Every murderer will be liable to judgment.' What I say to you is, everyone who grows angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment. You have heard the commandment, 'You shall not commit adultery.' What I say to you is, anyone who looks lustfully at a woman has already committed adultery with her in his thoughts. You have heard the commandment imposed on your forefathers, 'Do not take a false oath, rather make good to the Lord all your pledges.' What I tell you is, do not swear at all. Say yes when you mean yes, and no when you mean no. Anything beyond that is from the evil one."
Pope Francis continued his reflection, saying, "In particular, in this Sunday's Gospel, Jesus examines three aspects, three commandments: murder, adultery, and oath swearing. With regard to the commandment, 'Thou shalt not kill,' he affirms that it is violated not only by actual homicide, but also by those behaviors which offend the dignity of the human person, including insulting words. Certainly, these injurious words do not have the same gravity and sinfulness of killing, but they are placed on the same line, because they are the premises of the more serious acts, and they reveal the same malevolence. Jesus invites us not to establish a schedule of offenses, but to consider them all harmful, insofar as they are all moved by the intention to harm one's neighbor."
Un altro compimento è apportato alla legge matrimoniale.
Another fulfillment is made to marriage law, he said. Adultery was considered a violation of a man's property right over his woman. Jesus, however, goes on to the root of the evil. Just as one comes to murder through injuries, offenses, and insults, so one comes to adultery through intentions of possession with respect to a woman other than one's wife. Adultery, like theft, corruption, and all other sins, are first conceived in our hearts, and once the wrong choice is made in the heart, they are actuated in concrete behavior. The Holy Father then turned his attention to the swearing of oaths.
Gesù poi dice ai suoi discepoli di non giurare.
Jesus then tells his disciples not to swear oaths because the oath is a sign of the insecurity and duplicity with which human relations are conducted. Oath swearing exploits the authority of God to give assurance to our human affairs. Rather, we are called to establish among ourselves, in our families, and in our communities, a climate of clarity and mutual trust, so that we can be considered honest without resorting to higher interventions in order to be believed. Mistrust and mutual suspicion always threaten serenity, he said.
La diffidenza e il sospetto reciproco minacciano sempre la serenità.
Before leading the faithful in the Angelus, Pope Francis prayed that Our Lady, a woman, he said, of docile listening and obedience, might help us all to pause and spend more time with the gospel, that we might be Christians not merely in appearance but in substance. This, said Francis, is possible with the grace of the Holy Spirit, who permits us to do everything with love and so to fulfill the will of God.
E questo è possibile con la grazia dello Spirito Santo, che ci permette di fare tutto con amore e così di compiere pienamente la volontà di Dio.